pain or pressure or discomfort, tingling in one or both arms, back, shoulder, neck, or jaw pain, shortness of breath, cold sweat, unusual tiredness, heartburn-like feeling, nausea or vomiting, sudden dizziness or fainting. Don't delay calling 911 because of fears that you might get COVID-19 at the hospital. Medical Center Hospital, MCH, has safety measures in place to protect you from infection. A heart attack is a time-dependent condition in which delays usually result in serious complications, including the risk of heart failure or permanent heart damage. You are much more likely to have a bad outcome if you ignore symptoms related to your heart condition, and catching a heart attack early is the cornerstone to a favorable outcome. Protect your heart with a quick scan. ORMC MCH offer heart health checkups. By Michael Bauer, MBAUER at OAOA.com. February is National Heart Month, and to help get people's attention about the risks of heart disease, both Odessa Regional Medical Center and the Medical Center Hospital are encouraging people to get a HeartView scan. ORMC will be offering a HeartView scan for a flat rate of $75 throughout this month, while Medical Center Hospital usually offers the same rate year-round. A HeartView scan is a non-invasive way to detect health problems before symptoms occur. The scan usually takes about 10 minutes and is performed on a 64-slice CT scanner. Usually each year, this is easier for us to put this at the top of minds for people since it is National Heart Month. Madison Tate, ORMC Director of Marketing and Community Relations, said, "People can get a quick look at their heart and make sure that everything is working well and find out if there's any need for a follow-up. The tests do not require a physician's order and no insurance will be filed." The February promotion allows us to give people who don't have insurance or typically not have this covered a flat rate of $75. It's not very common that you can get a flat rate for any kind of medical service, so this is something that we like to push to encourage people and to take advantage of it. Tate says ORMC usually holds this promotion each year and is hopeful that more people can become aware of it and take advantage of it. Because it's a little more cost effective, we're hoping more people will jump on that and do something that they may not have done throughout the year, Tate said. According to ORMC Chief Medical Officer Rohit Sarvanan, the most important thing is to help people realize how important heart health is. One of the things we try to help people recognize is the importance of taking care of their heart and give them a little encouragement to take care of their heart, Sarvanan said. Nothing special about February other than the fact that we can use it to bring heart to the top of minds so people can think about checking of their heart. Sarvanan said the process is basically a quick CT scan. We have a scanner that means it takes multiple slices through the tissue and help you see it really well. We put them through a CAT scan of their heart and it takes 10 minutes to do. This specific test looks for calcium deposits within the walls of the blood vessels that supply the heart muscle. And when you see the calcium deposits, you're talking about a hardened plaque, Sarvanan said. A hardened plaque is one that can crack, and that's what usually causes an acute heart attack, one that requires immediate attention, or otherwise it can cause severe damage to the heart, or even death. With the help of the multi-slice technology, Sarvanan says they can get a pretty clear image of the beating heart and reconstruct it with a three-dimensional picture and look at all the other blood vessels that supply the heart and see which part has a high calcium score. If you have a high calcium score, you have to follow it up with another appointment, Sarvanan said. there are more tests that would come, but the early detection can prevent you from getting worse and finding out you have a heart disease when you have a heart attack. That's the worst time to find out. To prevent that is why we do these heart view scans. Dr. Fernando Bacalandro of MCH also talked about the importance of getting a heart scan done as soon as possible. As you know, heart disease still affects everyone and is the first cause of death in the U.S. and around the world, Bacalandro said. A heart scan can allow to detect a coronary disease early and classify a patient as a high risk or a low risk, and we can estimate what measures we need to take to prevent or mitigate this problem if you have it. One of the ways people can also do to keep their hearts healthy is by obtaining a healthy diet and exercising. Heart health is in our hands, Bacalandro said. We can significantly modify the risks over time if we lead a heart-healthy diet. If we exercise and keep our weight under control, then it can significantly decrease your risk over time. A lot of things that people need to remember is that they have the health in their hands. If they do the right measures, the risk is low. For more information or to schedule an appointment at ORMC, call 432-582-8500. To book an appointment at MCH, call 432-640-2255. Apache Plume offers a truly striking xeric plant. Apache Plume, Pelugia paradoxa, is a shrub native to our state. It begins blooming in late spring and throughout summer with single white flowers containing fluffy pink seed heads, sometimes reblooming in the fall. This shrub is drought tolerant and grows to 4 foot wide and 4 foot tall. The flowers are white and contain 5 petals. This is a showy plant once the pink silky heads are formed at the tip of the branches. It grows moderately fast in any well-drained soil. Its natural habitat are dry rocky slopes and arroyos. It must be planted in full sun and is hardy to minus 30 degree temperatures. These plants look striking when planted in rock gardens and other xeric landscapes. Best of all, this is a low-maintenance plant that attracts nectar insects and birds and is deer resistant and rabbit resistant. Apache Plume can be grown from seed, but does better when planted as a mature plant in 1 to 5 gallon containers. Plant in a hole 2 to 3 times the width of the original container and no deeper than the top of the soil in the container. Backfill and water until established. A true xeric plant, it can become weedy and aggressive. Apache Plume flowers have a lot to teach us about botany. Although hard to believe, this plant is a member of the Rosaceae, the rose family. If you look carefully at the delicate 5-petaled white flowers, you can see the familiar rose flower that we know from wild roses, apples, strawberries, and peaches. If fertilized, the female flowers develop into a fruit cluster. Each seed sports the feathery pink plume that gives the plant its name. In addition to being useful in wildlife, early humans used Apache Plume for medicine and cosmetics, as well as using the branches to sweep or to make arrows. If you have questions, please call the AgriLife office in Odessa at 498-4071 or in Midland at 686-4700 for more gardening information. Additional information is available at aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu and westtexasgardening.org. Debbie Rowland and Emmy Ohmschneider, Master Gardeners. Fungus causes common turfgrass disease, by Jeanette Castagnon. Large patch is a common disease of warm season turf grasses in the spring and fall. It is caused by the fungus Rhizoctonia salami. Large patch affects most warm season turf grasses in Texas, including buffalo grass, Bermuda grass, centipede grass, St. Augustine grass, and zoysia grass. It primarily affects St. Augustine and zoysia grass in Texas. The same fungus causes brown patch in cool season grasses. The fungus is present in the soil and thatch layer year-round, but the disease only occurs under certain conditions. The fungus survives in summer heat, but thrives in cooler temperatures when the soil is wet. The disease occurs when temperature is below 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The fungus spreads in the thatch layer and infects the grass's sheaths, stolons, and roots. It is especially severe in turf grass that is poorly drained and over-fertilized. The following conditions lead to large patch infection: over-fertilization in the late fall, over-irrigation, low mowing height, excess thatch. Once the disease is established, it is very difficult to control. Prevention is key. Avoiding all of the listed mistakes is the best option. The following cultural practices will help to prevent large patch. Remove thatch. Reduce leaf wetness periods. Ensure good soil drainage. Water early in the morning. Balance nitrogen fertility. Maintain the proper mowing. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon, that's Jeanette dot Castagnon, at ag.tamu.edu, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Pet of the Week. Photo courtesy of Odessa Humane Society. Jack, a one-year-old male Jack Russell mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Looks like Jack is white all over. To adopt Jack or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 381-5503, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50.
Odessa American for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. Do Breakfast the Right Way by Brenda Garcia, MS, RD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. Trade up your whole home breakfast routine for one that actually satisfies your hunger and starts your morning strong. Let's review some of the new breakfast options we can now find in the store. Birch Benders. This brand of pancake specializes in creating low-carb, higher-fat mixes that fit almost any diet. They offer products that are paleo, keto, organic, packed with protein, animal or plant sources, or gluten-free. Birch Benders makes cooking easy. All you have to do is add water, mix, and cook. This company strives to provide high-quality products that taste great. KIND Oatmeal. Kind Oatmeal combines 100% whole grain oats and sliced almonds toasted to perfection with ingredients like rich dark chocolate chunks or tasty fruit for delicious flavor and crunch in every bite. This is a great choice if you are looking for something quick and convenient for on the go. Catalina Crunch. This cereal is so fun. If you are looking for a crunchy, delicious cereal that takes you back to childhood, this is it. It delivers on flavor and nutrition. This cereal is high in fiber and protein to help you stay fuller longer. Now, while there are 14 grams of carbohydrates, it's technically keto-friendly if you are following that lifestyle. Important dietary tip: be mindful of your portion size and enjoy. Kodiak. This company offers a low-fat, high-protein product that is 100% grain, whole grain, and free from GMOs, preservatives, and artificial additives. They offer a variety of flavors that can be adapted to many diets, like low-carb or plant-based. To make Kodiak pancakes, you can just add water or swap out the water for milk to add additional proteins. Bisquick by Betty Crocker. This brand offers stress-free baking with a variety of options like gluten-free, heart-healthy, whole grain. Bisquick uses enriched bleached flour in a majority of their products and needs milk and eggs to create the perfect pancake. Now, here are some ways to use these products with special diets. Birch Benders offers products conducive to the paleo, keto, and gluten-free diet. Many of their products are also vegan. However, since they are produced in the same factory as animal products, like eggs, they choose to not place that on the label. Kodiak offers heart-healthy options with the whole grain flour and is beneficial for those with diabetes or people wanting to build muscle at the gym. Bisquick offers heart-healthy products and also gluten-free for those with a gluten intolerance. Another point is that these products don't have to be used solely for what their label says. Some alternative ways to use pancake mix include making biscuits, cakes, bread, pizza dough, and donuts. The list could go on and on. Check out each brand's website for recipe ideas to try at home. On that note, here's a great recipe to make use a pancake mix to make a grain-free banana bread. Try topping it with mascarpone or cream cheese and fresh berries for a new and delicious breakfast. Don't forget to visit www.happyandnourished.com for more ideas. Easy grain-free banana bread. Ingredients: 1.5 cups Birch Benders paleo or keto pancake mix, 1/4 cup Nature's Way liquid coconut oil, 3 bananas, very ripe. Optional toppings: mascarpone, cheese, peanut butter, almond butter, fresh berries, chopped nuts. Instructions: 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees and line a loaf pan with parchment paper. 2. In a medium bowl, mash bananas with a fork, stirring coconut oil and pancake mix until well mixed. 3. Pour batter into lined loaf pan. 4. Bake for 45 minutes until lightly golden and a toothpick inserted in the loaf removes cleanly. 5. Let rest a few minutes before removing to a wire rack to cool. Slice and serve with toppings as desired. Students Will Get Hands-On Experience by Michael Barr. Last week, the Blackstone Charitable Foundation announced the expansion of its Blackstone Launchpad student entrepreneurship programming for 2-8 campuses in the University of Texas system, including UTPB, helping bring the initiative's network resources to a more diverse set of students. Ryan Peckman from the College of Business at UTPB spoke more about the Blackstone Launchpad in a panel discussion that took place Tuesday at the D. Kirk Edwards Family Human Performance Center on campus, and how it will allow students to expand their ideas outside of the classroom by utilizing the network. It's really about bringing entrepreneurship to the student level, Peckman said, to give them opportunities to learn how to grow a business, start a business. It's really about allowing them a space they can meet and discuss different businesses and ideas, and providing them with the resources and the network that will make that happen. The $5 million expansion is designed to give more students critical access to resources, opportunities, and mentorship. Other universities in the system that will be given access includes University of Texas El Paso, UT Rio Grande Valley, UT San Antonio, UT Medical Branch, and UT Southwestern. The University of Texas at Austin and UT Dallas have been launchpad sites since 2016. What excites Peckman the most about Blackstone Launchpad is that UTPB will be one of 30 institutions in the world that have it. It's a big deal for us, Peckman said. The network, if you go to our website, the schools that have this, it's made a noticeable difference, not only with their student body, but their communities. Because when students learn about entrepreneurship, they learn much more than what their major teaches them. Whether they want to learn how to start a business or surrounded by people interested in that, this is going to get them the perfect place to meet and interact with people like them. The business community can come in and speak to them and nurture them. It's an exciting environment for them to learn in. The Blackstone Charitable Foundation established Launchpad in 2008 and partnered with TechStars 8 years later to provide participants with access to its network of more than 10,000 mentors, invitations to signature events like Startup Week and Startup Weekend. With future founders, Blackstone Launchpad provides a seasonal 8-week fellowship during which students, founders receive $5,000 in grant funding to support their time advancing their ventures, as well as access to workshops and advisor networks. The Blackstone Launchpad Network has experts who can help them specifically for the type of business that they're trying to start, Peckman said. It gives us a good leg up on other institutions or entrepreneurial programs who don't have that network to tie into. It may have only been a week since the announcement of the Blackstone launch pad expansion in the UT system, but Peckman is already encouraged by the high level of interest from students in the program. He reiterated that it's not just for business majors either. It's for anybody who's interested, Peckman said. We have a lot of students. We haven't been able to be public with this yet, and there's already trickling of interest, and it's amazing how many of our students have already started a business, are business owners who are going to school without any publicity. So it's an exciting place for them to find somebody. Peckman added that they already had a big outreach of people from around the community who've volunteered to come and speak or have students visit their businesses and see how it works. That's the best support that the community can provide in allowing our students to learn from them, Peckman said. It's been great because this area is very entrepreneurial, so this allows our students to tie into that at the source. I think it's going to be a great place and become one of the main hubs on the campus. The new venture is one of many that will make up the university's new innovation and workforce initiatives. Other products include renovations to the library to include innovation spaces that will be a part of it and where the launch pad from Blackstone will take place. We're thankful for the Blackstone Foundation, who has supported the launch pad by TechStars that will connect our students with the Applied Research Initiative experience. UTPB President Sandra Woodley said at the start of the discussion.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Coronavirus briefs. The West Texas Food Bank has resumed business with a few modifications, according to a press release. The senior pantry at the Midland location will continue to operate 10 a.m. to noon, Tuesday and Thursday, and the emergency pantry at the Odessa facility will continue normal operations on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Clients will be asked to drive through, and WTFB staff will load groceries into their vehicles.
Starting Monday on the Noon Book Hour, Extraordinary Ordinary People, a memoir of family written and narrated by Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice has excelled as a diplomat, political scientist, and concert pianist. Her achievements run the gamut from helping to oversee the collapse of communism in Europe and the decline of the Soviet Union, to working to protect the country in the aftermath of 9/11, to becoming only the second woman and the first black woman ever to serve as Secretary of State. In the 50s, Birmingham's black middle class largely succeeded in insulating their children from the most corrosive effects of racism. Condoleezza's father, John, a minister and educator, instilled in her a love of sports and politics. Her mother, a teacher, developed Condoleezza's passion for piano and exposed her to the fine arts. From both, Rice learned the value of faith in the face of hardship and the importance of giving back to the community. Extraordinary Ordinary People, a memoir of family written and narrated by Condoleezza Rice, starting Monday at noon and Tuesday at 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 19 with fog. Tonight, mostly cloudy.